Episode 71, Running on Deadlines.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, ladies! It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Are you ready just to truly have a magnificent, extraordinary, stupendous, super sparkly, awesome, incredible day? Are you? Or are you running on deadlines? Are you stuck in the middle of the muck of deadlines? The seasons are changing and you're like, I don't know what to do. Help, help, help. What am I going to say first? Let's breathe. And with that breath, before we get started, I am so glad you joined. Yes, thank you so much for jumping into the community. Thank you for subscribing and taking time to leave a little review on iTunes. That really does help us reach many other women out there. And as you all know, you have obviously found some value in this podcast. So when you share that and you take the time to subscribe and to review, that really just catapults everything. And it really helps get the podcast out to women who are searching and even the men who happen to stumble upon us. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It truly does warm me. Let me know what you're thinking. I sent out, We had an eat episode, which I actually cooked in the kitchen for you. Kind of scary that you got to come into the kitchen. And then we also did another fit video. That one was a little longer. You can actually do what you want with it, as in make it your own routine and have fun with it. Take those basic 7 exercises there that are outlined in the show notes, and you can go through them and make them short. You could make that a 4 or 5 minute little routine that you do in the morning and in the evening. That's usually what I do. Or you can make it as long as what we were doing, 17, 18, 20 minutes. It just depends. But that really focuses on toning your body. You're not there really getting your heart rate up. It's really working on specific muscle groups and areas and functional fitness for the body, waking you up. And it's a great way when you just don't have that time and you're running on deadlines. And with that, let's jump in. Adam Savage says this: deadlines refine the mind. They remove variables like exotic materials and processes that take too long. The closer the deadline, the more likely you'll start thinking way outside the box. Whew. Yeah, running on deadlines. Are you running on deadlines? I know just sometimes breathing is a deadline because I just feel so overwhelmed with what's going on. And I'm sure you're sitting there going, if you could only be in my head, Christiane, you would know I have this. And then, oh my gosh, I have this. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't even have time to listen to you. Oh, please don't hang up yet. I'm still here and I want to chat. It's still our girl time. So thank you for not hanging up. But it does make you think, doesn't it? Deadlines make you think. Look at the word itself, deadlines. Could they not have named it something different? Look at the word, okay? It's a compound word. We're not going to have English studies here. But dead and lines. Could we not have made it uplines? Come on. Hey, I've got an upline due. What about you? Oh, yeah, I have plenty of uplines due. I'm doing great. How are your uplines coming? Doesn't that sound so much more enthusiastic and positive versus deadlines? I got this deadline. It's dead. Hence, you kind of come to a halt. It stops you. You know, do you ever find yourself, as the seasons change, winter going to spring or spring to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter, and we repeat and we repeat. And now that it's winter coming into spring, oh my goodness, the deadlines keep brewing. And as that change happens, it's just like, oh, we've got all this to do. And then, oh, wait, but we've got all this to do too. And the next thing you know, the season changes again. And you're like, I just can't stop. And you just want to scream. It's okay to scream. Just make sure you know who you're screaming around and that people know that you're just not totally crazy. You know, go in your car, shut the garage, you know, make sure the garage door is closed, you know, the car doors are closed, scream in there. That's kind of like an extra sound barrier. Actually, I've done that before, and it does work. So I'm speaking from total experience here. But no matter what corner you turn, there's a sign that's yelling out, deadline, deadline. And in your mind, you're going, stop, stop. It really would be better if we would just change that word to upline. But you know what? We don't have control of that daggum dictionary. We do have control over our own mind, our own body, and our own spirit and how we take it in. You know, a lot of times our reaction is to retreat, or it's to push forward and sometimes even pushing through. How do you react with deadlines? Deadlines usually bring about stress, sometimes depression, sometimes anxiety. Sometimes like these butterflies in your stomach that just won't quit. And you're like, I just don't know what to do. What is your reaction to a deadline? For some of this, you know, for some of us, it comes like really easy and it's just natural. But for most, it's the whole idea that we're at that no way, Jose, I am done. I am finished. Finito. Because deadline means stop. Deadline means halt. It is finished. And you feel like that's literally the end. The end. You know, the thing is, though, it doesn't have to be that way. Because your mind, body, and spirit, you have control over that. So the way a word is written, deadline, don't focus on the deadline, okay? Look at it as other ways. Like, okay, how can I make this be more optimistic? Now, some of you, there's crucial deadlines. Literally, they are life and death deadlines. If you're a physician and you are in the OR, there's life and death deadlines. You can't sit there and wait a few hours to make a decision as to what you're going to do. The patient's laying right there. That's a life and death deadline, okay? Most of us do not fall in that category when we're running on deadlines. Our deadlines are more of, okay, yeah, we had 3 months to prepare, but we procrastinated for 2.5 months, so now we have 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. Or the deadline, praise the Lord, was shifted and you had 3 months to prepare, but it was delayed an extra month. So when you procrastinated 3 months, you've actually gained a month. How you did that, you don't know, but you are raising your hands to the heavens and going, yes, yes, yes. But guess what? The deadline still stays there. And so we find ourselves on the vicious cycle of deadlines. We're always running our lives on deadlines. And as moms, it's even tougher. As dads, too. It's called life. Life can be made of deadlines. I've been doing a lot of work on the wheel of life. And it's been around for a long time. And it's really a tool that allows you to see where you are with your life and how satisfied you are at the moment that you look at the wheel. Okay. And I'll make an attachment to that so you can actually go on and try it yourself. Maybe we'll do an actual episode. It's kind of fun to see that because with the wheel of life, if you think about it, a wheel is round, okay? And that wheel, as it goes round, it's great. It can go smoothly. But if things are not in harmony with each other, and you've got something that's operating at a 9 higher and one that's operating at a 2 and another one that's operating at a 3, when you look at that, it's not round anymore. And so you can't go forward and you get stuck. And so using that tool really does help open our eyes sometimes as to, gosh, what do I need to work on for me? Why am I not working or going anywhere with this project? I mean, come on, I know I've got this, but really what is the issue here? So in working with the Wheel of Life, that really got me thinking about the running on deadlines. Because we run on deadlines. Our schedule is on deadlines. Look at your school schedule for your children. It's a deadline. You have a beginning and hopefully an end if we ever stop with the snow in most areas right now. Okay? I know you guys are celebrating when it starts to melt, as long as we don't all flood. Okay? And so the deadlines are there. They're prevalent in our lives. And you say, okay, Christiane, I got that. I am so there with you. I am running on and beyond deadlines. So what do I do? What do I do? Mwah. I'm so glad you asked because it's the kiss time. Okay, so your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Okay, remember that's what we do here. The keep it simple strategy is simple. Aim. Yep, that was my secret. Did you think I hung up on you? I really didn't. It's aim. Action ignites motivation. But you see, what happens with the word deadline? We go, halt, stop, in the name of love. Oh, no, in the name of deadlines is what we do. And we just stop, and we should be looking at it. It's an upline. Let's go in the upline world. Okay, so regardless of how you're looking at it, you're freaking out. Okay? But what you need to do is pull back. Always what you need to do is breathe. And we aim. Action ignites motivation. Okay? That's what you have to remember. Action. Because it's our mind, body, and spirit that comes to the word deadline, and it's dead, and we're halting. We don't want to halt. We don't want to stop. We don't want to be frozen and stuck until God calls us home. So for that, you need to first start where you are, okay? Start right where you are, and I want you to look at the goal that you have. Now, this can be applied to multiple goals, but when you look at it, you cannot look at your whole life. Remember I just mentioned about the wheel of life? The wheel of life is totally encompasses your whole life, your holistic life. You can't do that. You have to look at the deadline that you're working with. What is the project that you're working on? The idea here, as Adam Savage says, is to take out those exotic materials and processes that take too long. That's what's stumping you. You get stuck in the process. Some of you like being stuck in the process. You use that as an excuse. It's fun, okay? So you need to start right where you are. Then you need to chunk it, number two. Chunk it? What do you mean chunk it? You got to take it into bite-sized pieces. You can't sit there and look at the whole thing because it's overwhelming. I mean, think about it. If you're working on a dissertation, okay, and you've got this huge dissertation to do, you cannot do it in 1 hour. And if you think you can, either you truly are amazing or it's simply that you're just crazy because you know you can't do that. You've got to chunk it. You've got to take it bite-sized pieces to get it all done. So chunk it up. Break it up. Now, that doesn't mean that you sit there and you take 3 months to chunk it up. You take maybe 15 minutes. You're giving yourself a general idea. Now, obviously, depending upon the goal that you're looking at, some may be more difficult than others. You may need to spend more time here at chunking. But as a whole, no, it's quick. Oh, wait, I got to get this done. Then I've got to do this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. Within each of those this and that's, you have other steps, but you won't know those steps until you get to that this and you get to this that. Are you confused yet? So chunk it, all right? Chunk it. Next, then, what do you do after you chunk it? You do it. You start with the first chunk and you start it. You say, yeah, but, no, yeah, but. It's aim. Action ignites motivation. Aim. That's what you do. So you start with that chunk and you work that chunk. And you go, okay, wait, but what if something changes? That's okay. Guess what? It'll filter down to the next chunk. And you may have to kind of change it just a little bit. But that's all right because you're doing it, okay? Once when you get the one chunk done, you go to the second chunk. Then you go to the third chunk. Basically, you're rinsing and repeating. That's it. Review and repeat. Rinse and repeat. You go back to the chunk it part and you do it. Then you chunk it, then you do it. Come on, we could come up with some cool song, don't you think? Chunk it and do it. It's aim. Because what's happening is you get stuck in a cycle and you let it stop you. And then when it stops you, you're dead in your tracks. Deadline. So if you're running on deadlines, would you rather think of it as an upline and say, I can take this even further? You know, maybe you're right now and you're looking at this network marketing company and you're like, I'm jumping in. I am all in on this. And one of the first things they tell you to do is make your hundreds list. So you're like, nope, don't even have a list. Or you might be saying, I've got 87, but they told me I need 100. So you're stuck there because you don't have 100. No, stop it already. The next step is to do what? To call 10 people a day. So why aren't you calling 10 people? Because I don't have 13 more on my list. That's an excuse. It's stopping you. It's the deadline. Stop it already. Stop with the excuses and look at what you're doing. Look at your goals. Start where you are. Chunk it. Then do it. And then go and rinse and repeat. I promise you that if you do that, those simple little things, and they sound like, oh man, Christiane, there are hardly any words there. Yeah, you're right. Aim. Because you see, that's what I've had to do. And every project that I have been attacking, basically, and there are multiple ones, if I could sit down with you and have the full chat, and you guys will be benefiting from some of these projects that are up and coming, which is so exciting. But in doing that, we have to learn. But guess what? I wouldn't grow if I wasn't doing it. Yeah. You see, it's something about the action. And once when you get into it, things start to change. And sometimes, actually, the exotic materials and the processes that we so like to get ourselves wrapped up in become easier. Or better yet, they disappear. Some of those things that you think chunked out in time, once when you get started, you can skip a whole chunk. And then you're like, wow, it's like going to the front of the line at the amusement park. You know, you were like, 500 back waiting in line for an hour, and all of a sudden, bing, you're right at the front. Yes. And the adrenaline starts pumping and your heart's like, this is so cool. I can't wait. See, you need to be singing praises. You need to be singing uplines, not deadlines. You can do this by simply using the KISS, aim. Action ignites motivation. If you are running on deadlines, take a deep breath. Life is a deadline. The thing is, don't let that deadline control you. Don't get stuck in those variables of exotic materials and processes. The closer the deadline, the more likely you'll start thinking way outside the box. And when you're jumping outside that box, you're out of your comfort zone, baby. And you know what? That's when you soar on wings. That's when you fly. So go take flight. Go take the upline even higher. Make it a great day. I love you so much. Blessings and hugs. And I can't wait to see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.